people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
Confirmed COVID-19 deaths in Los Angeles County top 176,000 with close to 4,400 deaths.
It's been nearly 5 months since a public health emergency was declared in the county.
145 days in which this dangerous new virus has changed all of our lives.
Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer says there have also been lessons learned about how to live with COVID-19.
Additional rollbacks or closures must remain on the table. But at this stage in the pandemic, we believe we have a lot of tools available that, if fully utilized, should allow us to slow the spread without going back to the more stringent, safer at home orders that were in place earlier in the pandemic.
Following a surge in new cases and hospitalizations, there are signs of improvement. We've seen drops in hospitalizations and the average daily rate of people testing positive. But the county has a ways to go before meeting the state's standards for moving ahead with the reopening process. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
And the county is closing three businesses because of the coronavirus outbreaks and violating health orders. They are Mission Foods in Los Angeles, Golden State Foods in Industry, and S&S in Azusa. S&S has more than 50 cases. Golden State has more than 40. There's no information yet about the severity of the outbreak at Mission Foods.
Orange County health officials today reporting two more COVID-19 fatalities, 273 new cases, raising the death toll to 556. Since Sunday, Orange County has reported four deaths.
One Orange County supervisor trying to encourage mask wearing during this pandemic by appealing to people's competitive nature.
The OC is just one county here in SoCal where we have seen incredible resistance to people wearing face masks. So one supervisor is trying to make it a game of sorts.
Mask up, OC. Hashtag mask up OC. This can be a really exciting thing.
Orange County Supervisor Andrew Doe speaking with KNX.
Can't wait to see some of the entries. I'm sure people will be very creative about this.
People who wear clever face masks and then selfie shot them and hashtag it mask up OC, they'll be entered automatically into a contest.
We will recognize a winning entry every week and we'll keep going until the end of COVID-19.
The best ones, he says, will be featured at the Board of Supervisors meetings and on Orange County's social media and websites. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Long Beach Mayor Robert Garcia says his mother, Gabby O'Donnell, has died from the coronavirus. He issued a statement saying his family is heartbroken and that his mother had lived her American dream, immigrating from Peru and becoming a healthcare worker, caring for thousands of patients over her career. Earlier this month, Mayor Garcia announced that she and his stepfather were hospitalized with COVID-19 and were on ventilators. Gabby O'Donnell was 61 years old.
The COVID-19 daily death rates in California rising sharply. The state sending reinforcements to a hotspot.
Governor Gavin Newsom said in his coronavirus briefing that the COVID-19 hospitalization rate is up 3% statewide from last week. The death rate, a more dramatic rise.
Number of deaths over a seven-day period has increased from 91, the previous seven-day cohort. The last 7 days, our average number of deaths, tragically, is 109. So the total number of deaths certainly beginning to increase.
Newsom said the Central Valley is being hit hard by the virus, with some of the eight counties having positivity rates from 10 to as high as 17%. The state is sending three teams and a task force to the region.
So today we're announcing $52 million investment, new dollars that will be put into the Central Valley, into the eight counties to improve our isolation protocols, our quarantine protocols, our testing protocols, and to enhance our healthcare workers.
Newsom also expressed concern of the continuing high COVID-19 rates in Southern California, particularly in L.A. County. Emily Valdez, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A new lawsuit claims an Orange County preschool fired a teacher who refused to sign COVID-19 waivers. Anna Aguilar says the Montessori schools of Irvine demanded all teachers sign a form agreeing not to sue the school if they caught the coronavirus while working there. But when Aguilar refused to sign the waiver because of her compromised immune system, a week later she was terminated. Her lawyer, Christian Schreiber, says California law prohibits employers from requiring employees to sign away their rights to pursue legal claims.
When a worker is asked to come back to work, to basically give up their rights to the law that is intended to protect them, these employers are basically shifting risk onto the backs of the people who are least able to withstand those additional risks. And that's low-wage workers. And in this case, near minimum wage preschool teachers.
Now, he claims the school is not requiring kids to wear face coverings while teachers and staff have to wear a mask. KNX reached out to the Montessori Schools of Irvine, but the school refused to speak with us. COVID-19 waivers are a hot topic nationally as Congress negotiates the next coronavirus relief package. Senate Republicans are proposing a bill with broad liability protection for employers for 5 years against COVID-19-related claims, while the Democrats are vowing to fight it.
Another guilty plea in the college admissions cheating scandal. Former UCLA men's soccer coach Jorge Salcido admits he accepted $200,000 in bribes to help get two students into the university as bogus recruits. Salcido, the sixth coach to plead guilty in Operation Varsity Blues.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.